Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Marty, you talk about your days with Brett Favre back in Green Bay. Well, they draft Aaron Rodgers, 05. He waits his turn patiently, impatiently, whatever it is. But a monster season, 48 touchdowns, second year in LaFleur's system. What has been the most impressive part of Aaron Rodgers at an advanced age, and I'm using air quotes, having an incredible season? Jones and Adams, Tonyan's looking like John Mackey out there this year. What's been so incredible about Aaron Rodgers this season?
Well, I'll tell you, nothing surprises me with Aaron Rodgers. He's been a high level, I mean, extremely high level his whole career. And he's got all the skill and ability. He's got a big-time arm. He can throw off balance. He's creative within the system. You know the guys that are really creative, I think one of the main points is stay within the system, be creative within the system, and be disciplined within your creativity. And then is what happens is you end up with more big plays, you end up with more touchdowns, and then you keep the ball security issues to a minimum. And Aaron's done that his whole career. He's one of those special guys that can put a team on his shoulder and roll. And they're a team where they've got a top five offense and a top 10 defense, so they're going to be tough to beat, And the Rams, that's a great matchup, by the way. You've got Aaron Rodgers going against the number one defense in the league with the Rams. So what a great matchup that is.
Hey, Marty, you know what? Looking, like you mentioned before, about the quarterbacks, that are in the Elite Eight, basically. And, we've got, a 43-year-old, a 42-year-old, and Aaron's 38. Are we going to see guys play that long? Because it seems like the younger quarterbacks, the Lamars and the Josh Allens and the Mahomes, they move around a lot more and they run a lot more. So do you think they'll be able to have the length of careers that the Tom Brady's and Brees are having and Aaron Rodgers because they don't run it as much?
Yeah, well, there's two thoughts there, right? All right, so quarterbacks are playing longer. I know this because of the rule changes, right? The quarterback is protected much more. You go back 15 or even 20 years, I mean, quarterbacks were getting, blasted several times a game, and it
How
was legal.
Concussions
right?
that Steve Young had, Marty, rule, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, so the rules have protected the quarterbacks a little bit. So I know that it's elongating their careers just a little bit. Now I've got some philosophies on that as well. The quarterbacks that stay in really good shape, right, over the course of their whole career, tend to play a little bit longer. So a certain build of a quarterback tends to play a little bit longer. Now, the running part, I know this, that in the first 3 or 4 years, and it might be down to the first 2 or 3 years, a really active running type of quarterback needs to become very good in the pocket. So we've talked about those literally thousands of reps in the offseason and practice in team and 7-on-7 and then in games, right? And they have, because at some point you're going to get nicked, and then at some point you're not going to be moving quite as well as you could if you weren't nicked, and then you have to be good in the pocket. And then as you age, you will see these quarterbacks. Steve Young, right? He developed himself into one of the great accurate passers. He was like a surgeon, right? Well, he wasn't that way when he was young, if you remember. He was running all over the place. Remember, Vinny, you were with him.
Yeah.
He was running.
Yep.
And then he developed himself into one of the great quarterbacks in the game. And I view it as, okay, at some point within that first 3 to 4 years, they need to start playing that quarterback position really well. So rather than going one in like a pass, maybe even a play action or a drop back pass, 1 to 2 in your progression, and then bam, you're off and running. You score points doing that. You win a lot of games doing that. But as they grow and as they age and as they get all of that experience, they may end up going 1 to 2 and then 3 and then throwing the ball to number 4 in their progression, and they still gain 10, 12 yards rather than taking off and running for that 10 or 12 yards. And I think that's the best way I can explain it. And it's a very good question. And we could debate that. We could talk about that, I should say, for hours. You know, I love talking about those type of things.
So, Marty, you worked with both McDermott and Harbs. How do you see this game? Because both have quarterbacks that can run it. You know, Ravens defense probably a little bit better. You know, so how do you see this one playing out? You've seen both teams.
Yeah, I think the biggest part of both quarterbacks are fantastic. You know, I'm sort of biased to Lamar. I think if you give him enough opportunities, you typically will win the game, whether it's run or pass, right? And that's just the way I view Lamar. I think the biggest thing going on in this game is the Ravens defense. They give a passing type of team, which the Bills are. I believe they're a top. I mean, maybe they're second in the
Number
league,
two.
Second or third
yep.
in the league in offense.
Yep.
And much of that is passing. Much of that is built around Josh Allen. And the Ravens defense give passing teams a little bit of a problem protection-wise. You spend a lot of time. They're spending a lot of time, the Bills, right now, on their protection schemes and how to pick up all of these uncommon type of looks and blitzes that the Ravens tend to give you. And the Ravens, I know from experience, they practice all of those, the blitz patterns and right at the snap and all those things. They put a lot of time and energy into trying to get a free runner at the quarterback. And then so when you play the Baltimore Ravens, you spend a lot of time on the protection and you try to get it picked up, and you tell your quarterback, look, if there's going to be 3 or 4 times where there may be a free runner, and you must do the right thing with the football, whether it's throwing it hot, whether you give a hand signal if you can tell it's coming, and get the ball out quickly, whether you run the ball, whether you scramble and make a big play, whether you simply throw the ball in the dirt, you know, a couple of times during the game. So all of those things, what is going to be quite a chess match there, with the Ravens defense and the Bills offense.
Yeah. Hey, Marty, what was it like, you know, like when you would go, like, because the Ravens are going on the road, and if this was normal year, I mean, you know how it is in Buffalo. I mean, we've been up there before, and, you know, those fans are crazy, and it's loud and everything. What's it like going on the road now playing games with, if no fans, very few fans in the stands?
Yeah, well, it is. It's way different. I will tell you, I haven't seen much silent snap count at all, you know, unless it's just part of their system, you know, where they do it at home and away. So, and then the crowd noise is almost nil, you know, compared to what it is in a normal situation. So, and I read somewhere right after the season ended that it was unusual that I think road teams won.
One more game than
yeah. home teams won in the league, you know, in the regular season. So that's sort of unusual. I think it had been trending that way. Everybody was getting a little bit better at handling the crowd noise, but the crowd noise is much less of an issue now. So I do think that the road teams have a little advantage that they wouldn't have in prior years.
Hey, Marty, do you think that the Chiefs have an advantage because they didn't play or because of COVID and everything that you were better off continuing? When you were did you prefer to have a bye, or did you prefer to continue to play?
Well, look, we could talk about that for hours as well, but I always would have a bye. It's what it does, and Andy does a great job with bye weeks in the regular season, and then bye week in the playoffs. The players get an awful lot of time away, and it's what it does is it freshens everybody up, coaches, players, mentally and physically. And you get an extra week of treatment because everybody's nicked up. So that bye week, I think, is a huge advantage as long as you do it right. You see what I'm saying? So, and Andy knows how to do that thing. I think that's a big time advantage, having a bye. Now the COVID thing throws a wrench into that just a little bit. So the players have to be really disciplined. I know a lot of players and coaches have not seen their families. They haven't seen their friends. A lot of these guys are young men that typically, it's a good thing to have some fun, even during the season on a rare occasion. But that just can't happen, and it hasn't happened. I think the NFL did an outstanding job with that this year.
Marty Morningweg joining us, Vinny and Henny, 105.7 The Fan. Marty, as always, we appreciate your time. Enjoy the divisional matchups coming up this weekend starting on Saturday, and hopefully we could talk to you before the championship games, if you don't mind.
That'd be great. Exciting time right now in the NFL, isn't it?
There's not enough football anymore. We need some more football, Marty.
Hey, what a great national championship that was last night.
That receiver
from Alabama, Smith, wow. Hey, have a great rest of the day. We'll talk soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.